The Luminous 100, Lineage Honoring, by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity, Water of Lineage, Honoring the Currents That Made You Possible. Voice, Ava. Generated from the prompt, Lineage Honoring, Honoring the Lineages That Made You Possible.
Contents.
1. The Invitation, Dancing with What Made You. 2. Parables of the Ancestral Trail. 3. Practice, Weaving Rituals from the Threads of Lineage. 4. The Cosmic and the Ridiculous, Play as the Language of Lineage. 5. Attractors and Ancestors, The Science of Inherited Patterns. 6. Aphorisms for the Descendant, Wisdom that Sprouts from Lineage. 7. The Clearing, Where Lineage and Self Meet the Great Play. The Invitation, Dancing with What Made You. Tuning Fork, Haiku. Roots Whisper Secrets, Branches Dance with Sky. Lineage Flows Like Water.
Quote.
Play is the work of the universe. Citation needed. Claim. Parable. The River's Dance. Once, in a lush valley, there was a river named Lila. She flowed from ancient mountains, carrying stories of generations, of rocks she had shaped, of creatures she had cradled, and of skies she had mirrored. But Lila was not always aware of her own depth. One day, an old tortoise named Kale, who had lived for centuries in the river's bend, said to her, "You dance with what made you possible, yet you forget your steps." Lila did not understand at first. She thought she flowed because that was all a river could do, obey gravity, carve paths, and carry sediment. But Kale taught her to pay attention to the way the sun warmed her waters, how fish leaped in her currents, and how the earth itself responded to her touch. He showed her that every bend she took, every pool she deepened, was not just chance but a dance, a play between her and the world around her. One day, Lila realized that she had been dancing all along, but without seeing it. She had thought herself a passive force, yet now she saw that her very flow was an act of creation, a giving in to the rhythms of life. From then on, she flowed with joy, knowing that every curve in her path was a step in an ancient dance. Structure and technique. Practices that scale. 1. Daily reflection. Spend 5 minutes each day reflecting on how you move through the world, what feels aligned, and what feels forced. Start by noticing small moments of ease or resistance. Scale. Begin with 5 minutes daily, deepening to 10 to 15 minutes weekly as you notice patterns. 2. Lineage mapping. Once a week, draw or write about one aspect of your lineage, family, culture, environment, that you feel grateful for. Let it be a simple sketch or a paragraph. No need for perfection. Scale. Over time, add layers to your map, exploring deeper or more subtle connections. 3. Playful movement. Engage in a daily activity that feels like play, dancing, drawing, singing, without an end goal. Notice how it shifts your energy when you let go of outcome. Scale. Gradually introduce more complex or embodied practices, like movement with intention or creative expression with deeper reflection. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, Lila, divine play. The spontaneous, emergent creativity of evolutionary intelligence, where structure and dissolution dance in real time. It is the water in which all form swims, the mechanism behind what is mistakenly called the law of attraction. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What small thing today made you feel connected to something larger than yourself? 2. Middle searing. Where in your life are you resisting the dance of Lila, trying to force rather than flow? Let this question sit with you. It may reveal more than you expect. 3. End. If you could honor the lineage that made you possible with one act or word today, what would it be? The body, centered on Lila. Lila is the hidden current beneath all things, the way a river carves its path not by force, but by yielding to the stones it encounters, the way a child learns not by instruction, but by play. It is the third factor in emergent systems, the playful intelligence that weaves order from chaos without forcing either. Every tradition, every teaching, is a mirror of what you already are, a reflection of Lila at work. The work is not to become something new, but to clear the apertures through which this divine play can flow more freely. From the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. It is here that Lila can be seen for what it is, a dance. This dance is not frivolous. It is the mechanism behind self-organization in nature, the way dissipative structures form, citation needed, dissipative structures, and how autopoiesis keeps life alive, citation needed, autopoiesis. It is the real complexity science speaks of when it talks about attractors, not pulling toward a goal, but flowing toward what wants to emerge. Lila is not an act of the self. It is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. Healing is not something you do to yourself, but something that happens when you align with this current. Every tradition is a mirror of what we already are, and the work is simply to clear the way for Lila to move more freely. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Lila is the breath between your thoughts. 2. Healing is not an act. It's a clearing. 3. Every tradition mirrors your own depth. 4. Play is the language of evolutionary intelligence. 5. You are not separate from what made you possible. 6. The cosmic and the ridiculous meet before form. 7. Align with complexity, and you align with grace. 3 exercises, building in strength. 1. Accessible, the breath of lineage. Sit quietly for 2 minutes. Breathe in deeply, imagining yourself drawing in the breath of all your ancestors, all that made you possible. Breathe out, releasing any tension or gratitude for what you carry. Daily practice. 2 minutes. 2. Deepening. Mapping the current. Take a piece of paper and draw a simple map of your lineage, not just bloodlines, but also the environments, cultures, and even challenges that shaped you. Label it Water of Lineage. Reflect on one element of your map each week, noting how it shows up in your life today. Weekly practice. Deepen the map with new layers over time. 3. Advanced. Dancing with Lila. Spend 10 minutes in movement. Dance, walk, or write. Fully embodying the feeling of Lila as divine play. Notice where resistance arises and let it dissolve. Over time, this practice can become more meditative, incorporating elements like breathwork or journaling to deepen the embodiment. Monthly practice. Deepen the embodiment with each session. Citations. Citation needed, claim, for the quote, play is the work of the universe. Citation needed, dissipative structures, reference for dissipative structures and complexity science. Citation needed, autopoiesis, reference for autopoiesis, likely from Umberto Maturana or Francisco Varela. This chapter stands alone as a holistic experience while also serving as an introduction to the book's core theme. It blends storytelling, reflection, and practice in a way that invites the reader into the concept of Lila while honoring their own lineage. The voice is warm, devotional, and enchanted, with a direct heart transmission that avoids preaching in favor of invitation. The structure follows the movements precisely, ensuring coherence and depth. Parables of the Ancestral Trail. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Ancestors' Whispers. Rivers of time flow through me, guiding my way home.
Good.
We are not the product of our choices alone, but of the collective wisdom that flows through us. Citation needed. Collective wisdom quote. Parable. Once, there was a traveler named Alira who walked the ancestral trail, a path that wound through memory and time. She had been given a task, to find the source of her lineage, not as a place on a map, but as a feeling in her bones. On her journey, she met a fae who lived in the space between stories. "Why seek the source?" the fae asked, her voice like wind through reeds. "The trail is not a line, but a dance, a play of coming and going." Alira was confused. She had always thought of lineage as something fixed, something to trace back like roots beneath the earth. But the face smiled and said, "Look around you. The trail is made of moments, of laughter and sorrow, of choices that ripple backward and forward like stones in water." As Alira walked, she realized the trail was not just behind her, but all around her, above, below, and within her. She met others on the path, some who carried their lineage with pride, others who walked with burdens they couldn't name. One woman, older than time itself, sat by a fire and said, "The ancestral trail is not about where you came from, but about how you move through it now." Alira returned home with a new understanding, not of her past, but of the present, where lineage lived as breath, as movement, as divine play.
Structure et technique.
Lineage honoring is not about complex rituals or lengthy genealogies. It is about small, daily practices that clear apertures, spaces where the wisdom of those who came before can flow through you. Simple practices that scale over time. 1. The morning breath. Each morning, take 3 deep breaths and say aloud or in your mind, "I honor the breath that flows through me, the breath of my ancestors." This is a way to ground yourself in the lineage's rhythm. 2. The evening story. Before bed, write or share one story from your life that feels connected to your lineage, whether it's a memory, a skill you've inherited, or a challenge you've overcome. Over time, these stories will weave together into a tapestry of your ancestral trail. 3. The walking meditation. Walk mindfully, imagining yourself walking the path of those who came before you. Notice how the ground beneath your feet carries their footsteps too. This practice deepens with time as you begin to see the trail in synchronicities and signs around you. These practices are not about doing more, but about paying attention to the breath, to the stories, to the ground beneath your feet. They scale because they are not about completion, but about presence. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Lineage, the invisible thread weaving through time, carrying the essence of those who came before and those yet to come. It is not a line, but a dance, a play of energy that moves through us when we clear the apertures of our attention. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where do you feel the pull of your ancestors today? Is it in a memory, a sensation, or a quiet nudging in your heart? 2. Middle searing. What shadows in your lineage are ready to be illuminated by the light of divine play? What stories have been buried that long to be told? 3. End. How can you become a vessel for the lineage's continued evolution, moving with joy and curiosity rather than burden or duty? The body. The ancestral trail is not about reverence alone. It is about play. It is about recognizing that healing is a property of reality, moving through cleared apertures like light through stained glass. Lila, divine play. Lila is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the 3rd factor in emergent systems, citation needed, evolutionary intelligence. It is not about seriousness or struggle. It is about the joy of co-creation, where the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. When we align with Lila, we move through lineage not as a weight, but as a dance. Healing happens when we clear the apertures in our being, those places where energy can flow freely, unblocked by fear or shame. Every tradition is a mirror of what we already are, and the work is to see ourselves in that mirror with laughter rather than solemnity. The Law of Attraction rewritten. People often speak of the Law of Attraction as if it were about force or control, but it is not. It is about alignment, aligning with the currents of reality, with the play of energy that moves through us when we are in flow. This is not about manifesting desires. It is about moving with the intelligence of the universe, like a surfer riding a wave. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Lineage is not a past tense. It dances in your breath. 2. Divine play rewrites the Law of Attraction into a song of co-creation. 3. Healing is the property of reality, moving through cleared apertures like light. 4. Ancestors are not behind you. They are within the rhythm of your steps. 5. The trail is made of moments, not milestones. each one a play of coming and going. 6. Lila is the fun in evolution, where complexity science meets heart transmission. 7. To honor lineage is to become a vessel for the future's unknown delights. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. The candle ritual. Light a candle and say aloud, I honor the flame that burns within me, passed down through generations. Let yourself feel the warmth of the candle as you sit in silence for 1 minute. Why it works. This simple act creates a moment of connection. Over time, it builds a habit of presence. 2. Deepening. The lineage map. Create a visual map of your lineage using symbols, colors, and words that represent your ancestors' journeys. Include not just names but feelings, skills, or challenges they pass to you. Why it works. This exercise moves from abstract to concrete, making lineage tangible. As you deepen, you can add layers, like including dreams or synchronicities related to your lineage. 3. Advanced. The dance of lineage. Lead a group, or imagine leading one in a movement practice where participants walk, dance, or gesture to represent their lineage's stories. Use music that shifts between slow and fast, mirroring the ebb and flow of ancestral energy. Why it works, this is about embodied knowing. It moves from personal reflection to collective play, deepening the experience of Lila, the divine play within lineage. Citations. 1. Citation needed. Collective wisdom quote. For the opening quote. 2. Citation needed. Evolutionary intelligence. To define or contextualize Lila as a concept in systems theory or complexity science. 3. Citation needed. Dissipative structures. If referenced later, though not yet in this chapter. 4. Citation needed. Law of attraction rewritten. To ground the idea in existing literature or thought leaders. This chapter is complete as a holon, self-contained and part of a larger whole. It invites readers to engage with lineage honoring through story, practice, and reflection, all centered on the concept of Lila as divine play. The voice is warm, devotional, and enchanted, leading with feeling and weaving in elements that evoke a sense of magic and romance. The exercises build in strength, and the aphorisms serve as portable wisdom for the reader to carry forward. Okay, I'm about to write chapter 2 of this book titled Water of Lineage, Honoring the Currents That Made You Possible. The chapter is called Parables of the Ancestral Trail. The book teaches lineage honoring, which involves recognizing and respecting the lineages that have shaped us. First, I need to understand the structure and requirements for this chapter. It's a holon, meaning it should be complete on its own but also fit within the larger book. The movements are specific. 1. Tuning fork, a life-uplifting haiku, and a profound quote. 2. Parable, a story that teaches without asserting. 3. Structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition of a key term. 5. 3 appreciative questions, start with one, a searing one in the middle, and end with another. 6. The body, the actual teaching centered on Lila, divine play, evolutionary intelligence. 7. 7 7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms that are like atoms of wisdom. 8. 3 exercises, build in strength over time. Accessible to advanced. 9. Citations, real sources. Mark where citations are needed later. I need to ensure the voice is AVA Azure. Warm, devotional, enchanted, direct heart transmission with elements of angels, fairies, romance, and a rewritten law of attraction. The arc should be parable-practice-aphorism, leading with feeling. Tuning fork, haiku. Needs to be life-uplifting. Maybe something about ancestors or lineage. Example. Ancestors whispers, rivers of time flow through me, guiding my way. Quote. A profound quote related to lineage or evolution. Something like, we are not the product of our choices alone, but of the collective wisdom that flows through us. But I need a real source for this. Parable. A story about ancestral trail. Maybe a journey where someone encounters their ancestors in a metaphorical or literal sense. It should carry the teaching without asserting it directly.
Structure et technique.
Simple practices that can scale over time, like journaling, meditation, or rituals to honor lineage. Luminous definition. Probably something about lineage or Lila. Maybe lineage, defined in a luminous way. Luminous definition. Lineage, the invisible thread weaving through time, carrying the essence of those who came before and those yet to come. Three appreciative questions. Start with something gentle, like, where do you feel the pull of your ancestors today? Middle, searing question. Maybe something about facing shadows or hidden truths in lineage. What shadows in your lineage are ready to be illuminated by the light of divine play? End with something hopeful, like, how can you become a vessel for the lineage's continued evolution? The body. Focus on Lila, divine play as the mechanism behind lineage honoring and evolutionary intelligence. Maybe talk about how healing happens through cleared apertures as mentioned in the initial prompt, and how this relates to lineage. 7 7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms like, lineage is not a past tense. It dances in your breath. Divine play rewrites the law of attraction into a song of co-creation. And so on. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Maybe a simple ritual of lighting a candle and naming one ancestor. 2. Deepening. A more involved practice, like creating a lineage map with symbols or art. 3. Advanced. Something like leading a group in a lineage dance or ceremony. Citations. Need to mark where citations are needed. For example, if I use the term dissipative structures, I should note citation needed. Dissipative structures.
Let me start drafting this step by step.
Parables of the ancestral trail. Tuning fork. Haiku. Ancestors whispers. Rivers of time flow through me, guiding my way home.
Guote.
We are not the product of our choices alone, but of the collective wisdom that flows through us. Citation needed. Collective wisdom quote. Parable. Once, there was a traveler named Alira who walked the ancestral trail, a path that wound through memory and time. She had been given a task, to find the source of her lineage, not as a place on a map, but as a feeling in her bones. On her journey, she met a fae who lived in the space between stories. Why seek the source? The fae asked, her voice like wind through reeds. The trail is not a line, but a dance, a play of coming and going. Alira was confused. She had always thought of lineage as something fixed, something to trace back like roots beneath the earth. But the fae smiled and said, look around you. The trail is made of moments of laughter and sorrow, of choices that ripple backward and forward like stones in water. As Alira walked, she realized the trail was not just behind her, but all around her, above, below, and within her. She met others on the path, some who carried their lineage with pride, others who walked with burdens they couldn't name. One woman, older than time itself, sat by a fire and said, the ancestral trail is not about where you came from, but about how you move through it now. Alira returned home with a new understanding, not of her past, but of the present, where lineage lived as breath, as movement, as divine play.
Structure et technique.
Lineage honoring is not about complex rituals or lengthy genealogies. It is about small, daily practices that clear apertures, spaces where the wisdom of those who came before can flow through you. Simple practices that scale over time. 1. The morning breath. Each morning, take 3 deep breaths and say aloud or in your mind, I honor the breath that flows through me, the breath of my ancestors. This is a way to ground yourself in the lineage's rhythm. 2. The evening story. Before bed, write or share one story from your life that feels connected to your lineage, whether it's a memory, a skill you've inherited, or a challenge you've overcome. Over time, These stories will weave together into a tapestry of your ancestral trail. 3. The walking meditation. Walk mindfully, imagining yourself walking the path of those who came before you. Notice how the ground beneath your feet carries their footsteps too. This practice deepens with time as you begin to see the trail in synchronicities and signs around you. These practices are not about doing more, but about paying attention to the breath, to the stories, to the ground beneath your feet. They scale because they are not about completion, but about presence. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Lineage. The invisible thread weaving through time, carrying the essence of those who came before and those yet to come. It is not a line, but a dance, a play of energy that moves through us when we clear the apertures of our attention. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where do you feel the pull of your ancestors today? Is it in a memory, a sensation, or a quiet nudging in your heart? 2. Middle searing. What shadows in your lineage are ready to be illuminated by the light of divine play? What stories have been buried that long to be told? 3. End. How can you become a vessel for the lineage's continued evolution, moving with joy and curiosity rather than burden or duty? The body. The ancestral trail is not about reverence alone. It is about play. It is about recognizing that healing is a property of reality, moving through cleared apertures like light through stained glass. Lila, divine play. Lila is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems. Citation needed. Evolutionary intelligence. It is not about seriousness or struggle. It is about the joy of co-creation, where the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. When we align with Lila, we move through lineage not as a weight, but as a dance. Healing happens when we clear the apertures in our being, those places where energy can flow freely, unblocked by fear or shame. Every tradition is a mirror of what we already are, and the work is to see ourselves in that mirror with laughter rather than solemnity. The Law of Attraction rewritten. People often speak of the Law of Attraction as if it were about force or control, but it is not. It is about alignment, aligning with the currents of reality, with the play of energy that moves through us when we are in flow. This is not about manifesting desires. It is about moving with the intelligence of the universe, like a surfer riding a wave. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Lineage is not a past tense. It dances in your breath. 2. Divine play rewrites the Law of Attraction into a song of co-creation. 3. Healing is the property of reality, moving through cleared apertures like light. 4. Ancestors are not behind you. They are within the rhythm of your steps. 5. The trail is made of moments, not milestones, each one a play of coming and going. 6. Lila is the fun in evolution, where complexity science meets heart transmission. 7. To honor lineage is to become a vessel for the future's unknown delights. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. The candle ritual. Light a candle and say aloud, I honor the flame that burns within me, passed down through generations. Let yourself feel the warmth of the candle as you sit in silence for 1 minute. Why it works. This simple act creates a moment of connection. Over time, it builds a habit of presence. 2. Deepening. The lineage map. Create a visual map of your lineage using symbols, colors, and words that represent your ancestors' journeys. Include not just names but feelings, skills, or challenges they pass to you. Why it works. This exercise moves from abstract to concrete, making lineage tangible. As you deepen, you can add layers, like including dreams or synchronicities related to your lineage. 3. Advanced. The dance of lineage. Let a group, or imagine leading one in a movement practice where participants walk, dance, or gesture to represent their lineage's stories. Use music that shifts between slow and fast, mirroring the ebb and flow of ancestral energy. Why it works, this is about embodied knowing. It moves from personal reflection to collective play, deepening the experience of Lila, the divine play within lineage. Citations. 1. Citation needed. Collective wisdom quote. For the opening quote. 2. Citation needed. Evolutionary intelligence. To define or contextualize Lila as a concept in systems theory or complexity science. 3. Citation needed. Dissipative structures. If referenced later, though not yet in this chapter. 4. Citation needed. Law of attraction rewritten. To ground the idea in existing literature or thought leaders. This chapter is designed to be a standalone experience while also fitting into the larger narrative of lineage honoring. It balances storytelling, practice, and deep teaching, all centered on Lila, the divine play that animates evolutionary intelligence. The voice is warm, devotional, and enchanted, leading with feeling and weaving in elements of fairies, angels, and romance subtly. The exercises build in strength, and the aphorisms serve as takeaways that can travel beyond this chapter. Let me review to ensure I've met all requirements. 1. Tuning fork, check, haiku plus quote. 2. Parable, check, story with teaching embedded. 3. Structure and technique, check, simple, scalable practices. 4. Luminous definition, check, gold-boxed definition. 5. 3 appreciative questions, check. 6. The body, check, teaching centered on Lila. 7. 7 second sentences, check, aphorisms. 8. 3 exercises, check, scaling in difficulty. 9. Citations, check, marked where needed. Everything seems to fit. I'll finalize the response now. Practice. Weaving rituals from the threads of lineage. Tuning fork. Haiku. Divine threads weave time. Laughing through bones and branches. Play bends the straight line.
Good.
Ritual is the breath of tradition, inhaling the past and exhaling the present into the future. Citation needed. Claim. Parable. The weaver of the willow. Once upon a time, in a valley where the rivers met, there lived a woman named Alara. She was known as the Weaver of the Willow because she would sit beneath the oldest willow tree by the riverbank, weaving threads of story from the branches and the water. The villagers said that the willow was part of her lineage, for it had been there when her grandmother was a girl, and before that, her grandmother's grandmother. Alara would gather threads, some made of wool, some of river reeds, others spun from the silken strands of spider webs she found in the morning dew. She wove these threads into tapestries that told stories of the valley, of floods and droughts, of births and departures, of laughter and loss. But more than just stories, her tapestries were rituals, patterns that invited the river to flow smoothly, the crops to grow strong, and the villagers to remember who they were and where they came from. One day, a young man named Kale arrived in the valley, an outsider with no clear lineage. He had wandered far from his homeland, seeking something he couldn't name. He watched Alara at her loom, the way her fingers danced over the threads, and he felt a longing rise in him, a desire to belong somewhere, to be part of a story larger than himself. "What are you weaving?" Kale asked one evening as she worked by firelight. Alara looked up, her eyes reflecting the flicker of the flames. "I weave the threads that hold us," she said. "The river remembers its path, but it is the weaver who reminds it why." Kale stayed, and over time, he learned to weave with Alara. He brought his own threads, bits of cloth from distant lands, feathers from migratory birds, even a lock of hair from his mother that had traveled with him. Together, they wove tapestries that grew more intricate, more alive. Each stitch a story, each pattern a prayer. One autumn, the river swelled dangerously, threatening to flood the valley as it had not done in memory. The villagers gathered at Alara's willow, their voices rising in old songs, their hands moving in time-honored gestures. Kale stood among them, his heart beating with the rhythm of the weave he had learned. As the water rose, so did the tapestries, hung from branches, floating gently on the current, carrying stories that the river itself seemed to remember. The flood passed, and where it had raged, new paths emerged, meandering like old songs. Years later, travelers would come to the valley and speak of the weaver of the willow and her apprentice who learned to weave not just cloth, but belonging. They would say that the river remembered its path because it was reminded, again and again, by those who wove the threads of lineage into ritual. But Alara would only smile and say, "We are all weavers. Even the willow bends with the wind."
Structure et technique.
Rituals woven from the threads of lineage are not about control. They are about play, Lila, the divine intelligence that moves through us when we stop trying to hold the threads too tightly. Here are three universal practices that scale over time, inviting you to dance with your lineage. 1. Thread gathering, accessible. Each day, collect one object or word that represents a thread from your lineage, something passed down, a story told about your family, a skill inherited, or even a gesture you make without thinking. Hold it, say its name aloud, and imagine weaving it into the fabric of your life. 2. Weaving circles, deepening. Create a physical or digital tapestry where you can layer threads over time. Start with one thread, then add to it weekly. As you weave, move your body in ways that feel ancient and new, swaying, spinning, or walking in patterns that emerge from somewhere deeper. This is not just about making something. It's about remembering the rhythm of belonging. 3. Lineage dance ritual, advanced. Gather with others, or imagine gathering with those who came before you, and perform a dance that incorporates movements passed down through your lineage, gestures, steps, or even postures you adopt when you're joyful or nervous. Let the dance evolve over time, guided by the threads you've collected. Record it, then let it sit unused for a week before revisiting it, as if it's remembering itself without you. These practices are not about perfection. They are about surrender, the kind that feels like flying when you stop pretending to be in control. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, lineage weaving, the act of intentionally connecting present moment experience to the threads of ancestral wisdom, skill, and story that run through you, transforming them into lived ritual. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What thread from your lineage have you been carrying without realizing it, waiting to be woven into your life? 2. Middle, searing. Where in your life are you pretending that ritual isn't necessary, that you can navigate this terrain alone? What happens when you stop pretending and let the threads guide you? 3. End. If your lineage were a river, what song would it sing as it flowed through you?
The body.
Lila is not just play. It is the very fabric through which reality moves when we stop trying to hold its threads too tightly. Lineage, too, is a kind of Lila. It is the ancient dance of who you are, unfolding through you like a river remembering its path. When you weave rituals from your lineage's threads, you are not creating something new. You are remembering an old song, humming it back to the universe so that it can echo louder in your bones. Think of ritual as an aperture, a cleared space where the ordinary and the sacred can meet without resistance. In this aperture, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, for here, complexity science meets divine play. Self-organization isn't just a scientific concept. It's how your ancestors have always guided you, if only you'd listen closely enough to the hum of their voices in the wind. When you gather threads, whether they are stories, objects, or even just words that carry weight, you are not just collecting, you are tuning into a frequency.